take absolute control in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father and our God, I pray that I will say the right word at the right time in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody that is burdened here today, God, the right word will come in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father and our God, I humble myself before the throne of grace. I will not speak of self in the name of Jesus. Amen. I will speak your word. Oh God, at the end, each and every one of us will have a unique encounter with God. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. Today, the topic is faith. Faith. This is a very familiar topic. This is something that I'm sure if we are to do an exam and we are told to write about faith, people will write volumes and volumes. It's a very familiar topic. And it's a very wide topic. It has a wide scope. And faith is the foundation of our Christian belief. If you build a house, the first thing is the foundation. And once the foundation is right, when you put other structures, the house will stand very well. But once the foundation is defective, any other thing you put is just a matter of time. It will come down. Faith is very, very paramount in our Christian race. It's very, very important. As I believe, faith is one of the four cornerstones of our Christian life. The other things are love, hope, and prayer. They are very, very key. They are the cornerstone of the Christian belief. And they are the pillar. When you build a structure under normal conditions, how many corners does the structure has? Four. It has four structures. So faith, hope, prayer, and love, they are the four cornerstones of our Christian life. I will want to say the English dictionary meaning of faith. Faith is an act of trust or reliance or confidence in a person or entity. Faith is an act of trust or reliance, confidence in a person or an entity. Faith sees the mystery and awesomeness of God in His grace and seeks to obedience to God. If we look at it, there are so many faith. We have different faith. We have people who have faith in flowers. We have people who have faith in structures like the sun, animals, and all the rest. We have different faith like the Buddhism, the Baha'i, the Hinduism, Islam, Judaism, Sheikh, Guru Maharaji and all the rest. But we have our own faith in God. And as Hebrew 11 verse 1 define faith, the faith is defined as substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. That's Hebrew 11 verse 1. People put their faith in different things. Like in the Western world, some of the people, they put their faith in the government because they believe that the government will meet their needs. The government will provide a good welfare system. The government will provide a good health system. If there is no job, they believe that the government will make provision for them. If mainly in the government for their needs. There was a publication on Friday in the Western Australia, and the caption of that publication is "The Loss of Faith in Christian Beliefs." In Western Australia, 25%, according to the statistics, 25% of the people in Western Australia does not believe in God, as at 2011 census. This has increased from 2001. It was 20%. 25% of people in Western Australia say they do not believe in God. Then, if we look at it from the 2011 census, the number of people who are Hindus in Western Australia has doubled. Those who are worshipping the Buddha, they have increased astronomically. The number of Muslims increased from about 24,000 to about 39,000. But unfortunately, people in the Christian faith, the number is reducing gradually. At a time, 98% of people in Western Australia believed in God. As at the census of 2011, 61% of Australians, the ones that believe in God in Australia, 61%. It has reduced with a margin of 37%. And it is so disturbing. Even the Prime Minister, who was brought up in a Catholic setup, says she does not believe in God. It's so disturbing. I will read part of the article that was published in Western Australia. There was a teacher that was interviewed, and this is what she has to say. "I realized that without faith, I was doing good. Without God, I was still going to be a great citizen and a teacher." And she continued. She believed the increase in those who are affiliated themselves with no religion was driven by increased publicity and awareness of atheism. So the number of people who are claiming to be atheist is increasing because of the awareness and the publicity, whereas Christianity is reducing is so bad. Even when you evangelize to people, I could remember when I started, when I came here in 2006 and I was working in the church office here. Anytime, you know, here there's a factory. Anytime they're on break, I go out, I try to evangelize to people here. You know, the funny thing is, when you evangelize, so the same word this one uses is the same word this one will use. I would not be wondering, did they see themselves? And what is the word they use? When I try to evangelize to them, they'll say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not much of a believer in God." That's the phrase most of them will use. As Christians, we have a lot to do. We have a lot to do in this Australia. And one thing I can say is, if we have experienced God and we are convinced, we need to go out there and preach the word and tell people about Christ. In marketing, you know, when you experience service, and that is what most of the companies are using, when you experience service, you tell others by word of mouth. Disney, what is Disney using to get people? It's because people have experienced their excellent service. And when they experience it, they say, you have to go to that place. If I could remember when my brother went to Disney, that was many years back, he said, please, you have to go there in a lifetime. It's a place that you will experience excellent service. So if we have experienced God and we are convinced, we need the word of mouth to promote God. I will now dwell on the Christian faith. Now, as I said earlier, the definition of faith is substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Nobody has ever seen God physically, but we have experienced God in diverse ways. We experience Him on a daily basis, and in our dreams, even God has talked to us so many ways. And even in the Bible, we could see various people who have experienced God, who has showed faith. If we look from Abraham to Abel, Noah, Enoch, Moses, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, they have showed faith in God. And I want to go to the Bible passage. I'll be reading Hebrews 4. It's a very long one. I will be very slow about it. Hebrews 4:40. I want us to comprehend. That's why I will take it slowly. People who have showed faith in the Bible, and after I've read it, I pick two people that we will now use as case study. People who have exhibited faith in God. Hebrews 11:4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it being dead still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away, so that he did not see death, and was not found, because God had taken him. For before he was but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saying of his household of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out of the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of the promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise, whose builder and maker is God. By faith Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child which she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky, in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by seashore. Verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of the pilgrims on the earth. For those who may say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they have called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is a heavenly country. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said in Isaac, your seed shall be called, concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel, and gave instructions concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith Moses, when he was became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, by the passing of pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the who is invisible, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempting to do were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were enraged for 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe, when she was received despised with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time will fail me to tell you of Gideon, and Barak, and Samson, and Jephthah, and also David, and Samuel, and the prophets, who brought faith, subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, Stop the mouths of lions. Quench the violence of fire. Escape the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. Became valiant in battle. Turn to the flight of the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Verse 36. Still others had a trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, of the chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn into two, they were tempted, they were slain into the sword. They wandered about in sheep skins and goat skins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. And all this, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Also, I will want to read further, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. From the Bible passage I've read, we will see so many people who have exhibited faith one way or the other, from Abraham to Abel to Cain to Joseph to Jacob to Sarah. I will now want to dwell on two of these people, how they exhibited the faith. And if we are talking of faith, the father of faith is Abraham. Abraham showed faith, showed obedience, and showed patience. And please open with me to Genesis 22, 1 to 13. Genesis 22, 1 to 13. I will read. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. Then he said, Take now your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled with his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the camp, lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey, the lad, and I will go yonder, worship, and we will come back to you. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, My father. And he said, I am my son. Then he said, look, the fire and the wood, but there is the lamb for a, where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Verse 9. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order, and he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, here I am. And he said, do not, for I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of a son. Can we see the faith that Abraham showed? And can we see the obedience? And one thing I always know is, God will always make a way where there seems to be no way. You know, the way God does his own things is not logical. It's not the way we think. Oh, 1 + 1 = this. 1 + 1 = 2 with God. God will always make a way where there seems to be no way. One thing is, we need to be obedient. I will want to read James 4:13-24 too. It's about Abraham too. James 4:14-24. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give him the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that the faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works? By his works, faith was made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by the works when she received the messenger and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so without work is dead also. One thing that is very important is not only by mere saying I have faith. It should be with work. You should set it in motion with work. You should, is, for example, if a student is having an exam, I will pass that exam. And the student is not preparing for the exam, is not reading. Is the person going to pass? Is not likely to pass, unless maybe you see Orijo, which is not common here. You have to prepare. Faith with work is very, very important. I want us to, that was about Abraham. We could see that Abraham was very, very obedient. He was very, very patient. And he was very, he showed faith. And we in the Hebrews passage, Hebrew 11 that we read, we could see the patience of Abraham when he was told to move to another place of his inheritance. You know, without questioning God, somebody which I'm sure where he was very comfortable with many animals, with many servants and all the rest, now became somebody who was dwelling in tent now moving out of his comfort zone, and he was patient, but God did it in such a way that he inherited the place. Now in the world that we are, people are not patient. All they want is now. I was listening to TD Jakes. Generation is online, real time. It's a very fast world. Now. Once they can't get it now. People are not patient. And patience is very, very important. I will go to another example that I will want us to deliberate upon is Joseph. Please open with me to Genesis 37. It's a very long story. I will try and summarize it. It's Genesis 37 all to 42 or thereabout, but I will just try to summarize it. You know, when Joseph had a dream and told the parents and the brothers, they planned that what are we going to do to this young man? You know, he had a dream that the brothers, they were bowing for him. Initially, they wanted to kill him. But Reuben now said, oh, don't let us kill him. What will we do? Let's sell him as slave. They now sold him to the Midianites. And when he was sold as slave, he was now sold to Potiphar. He was now serving under Potiphar. History records it that while he was very powerful in Potiphar's house, but at the time, Potiphar's wife wanted Joseph to have a relationship with her. But Joseph refused. And then what did the woman say when the husband came? Say, how the slave was, and she showed the dress that she removed from Joseph. And you know, Potiphar was so angry, so Joseph was jailed, and in the jail Pharaoh's servants, the baker and the butler, they were in the same jail with Joseph, and they had a dream, and Joseph was able to interpret the dream for them. And you know, the dream came to pass, and when they were to be released, Joseph said, "Remember me." But they did not remember Joseph. One of them was killed, the other one was serving under Pharaoh. As God will have it, at a time Pharaoh had a dream too, but could not interpret it. The one that returned back and was working for Pharaoh, Joseph would now remember that, oh, when we were in the prison, there was a young man that interpreted our dream, told Pharaoh about this young man. And you know, they brought him, he was able to interpret the dream for Pharaoh. And as God will have it, he was made the governor or the prime minister. And it came to pass, there was famine where his brothers were. They had to come down to where he was to buy grains. And truly, his dream came to pass. They had to bow for him. So I'll just want to read Genesis 37, 5 to 11, then Genesis 46, 6 to 11. I will start Genesis 37. Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to the brothers, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, "Please hear this dream, which I have dreamed. There we were binding sheaves in the field. They behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright, and indeed your sheaf stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf." And his brother said to him, "Shall you indeed reign over us, or shall you indeed have dominion over us?" So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Then he dreamed still another dream and told it to his brothers, and said, "Look, I have dreamt another dream, and this time the sun and the moon and the 11 stars bowed to me." So he told it to his father and his brothers, and his father rebuked him and said to him, "What is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brother indeed come to bow down to the earth before you?" And his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in mind. Let's go to Genesis 46, 42, 6 to 11. Now Joseph was governor over the land, and it was he who sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brother came and bowed down before him with their faces to the head. Joseph saw his brother and recognized them, but he acted as a stranger to them and spoke roughly to them. Then he said to them, "Where do you come from?" And they said, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." So Joseph recognized his brother, but they did not recognize him. Then Joseph remembered the dreams which he had dreamed about them, and said to them, "You are spies. You have not come to see the nakedness. You have come to see the nakedness of the land." And they said to him, "No, my lord, but your servants have come to buy food. We are all one man's son. We are honest men. Your servants are not spies. But he said to them, "No, but you have come to see the nakedness of the land." So in essence, we could see Joseph had a dream, and he was focused. He was focused and he lived a righteous life. What do you think will have happened if he had had that relationship with Potiphar's wife? Will that dream be fulfilled? There was no way that dream would be fulfilled. He had the dream and he was focused, and God made the dream to come to pass. Our faith must be with work, just like we saw in the passage that we read, that was in James. Faith without work is dead. James 2:26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without work is dead. I want to give an illustration of somebody in Nigeria and how the person showed faith with work. This man married for 20 years. There was no issue. But during the 10th year of the marriage, God revealed to the man in the dream that you are going to have a son. And God even gave the name of the son to the man in the dream. Do you know what the man did? With faith, the church the man was attending, he obtained a tithe card for the unborn baby and was paying tithe for this baby. In fact, at a time, people thought he was sick. People thought he was sick. Some, you don't have any child, but you just have the revelation, and he was paying tithe. Although he said at the time too, he was becoming tired. Do you know that when the marriage was 20 years, God did the miraculous? Guess how many children God gave them at a time? God gave them 3. It happened in Ondo State. In fact, the governor gave that family 2 million. It was a testimony. All the tithe he has paid, he collected it back. He said there was pressure on him at a time. You know that he should remarry, he should do this, he should do that, he should go to this. But he said he remained very, very fervent in the Lord. And he was committed. The other thing the man did was, in his local church, somebody that does not have a child, he was the one that spearheaded the renovation of the children's church. In fact, he said other members were making jest of him. They were making mockery. They were making mockery of him. That you don't have a... He was the one that spearheaded the renovation of the children's church. And to the glory of God, when the wife was going to give birth to 3, the governor of Ondo State gave them 2 million naira. And that is faith with work. I'm sure each and every one of us, if we say we should give testimonies, we will have a lot to say. about faith and how we have been able to marry our permanent residence, in fact all hope was lost. I know what I was going through. All hope was lost. I was thinking, oh, if I write IELTS and I'm able to score this certain amount, yeah, everything will be okay. But that scoring 777 was not forthcoming. Every other one, I will score even more than 7, but the reading was the main obstacle. But I was persistent. Everything that needed to be done, I tried to do it. Anytime we, like the graduate visa, everything that needed to be done, certification of documents, I was just doing it. In fact, Dr. Akinyemi will bear me witness. I could remember in front of the fridge in the reception one day, because I was always disturbing him every time. Hey, Dr. Akinyemi, please help me certify this document. I'm sure at the time it will be, this guy is always certifying. And I said it that day. If he can still remember, I said it. My middle name is Igbagbo. Faith. That my middle name. That I'm just having faith that this thing will come true. That my middle name is Igbagbo. And you know what? The way everything now came about, sometimes when I sit down, I marvel. Because even the job that gave the extra points, if I've gotten that job 48, if I've started that job 48 hours after I started it, which was a year ago, it wouldn't be possible. I know that each and every one of us, we have a lot that we can say about how we have showed faith and how God has helped us. Because of time, I will not go into some of the things I've put down, like the characteristics of faith. We have various characteristics of faith, but I will go asking in faith. When we ask anything, we need to ask in faith. And even at the party yesterday, there was a lesson about faith. The brother of the celebrant that came from UK, as at Tuesday, I think he put in his application for visa on Tuesday. Under normal conditions, is it not weeks, months for visa to be approved? But he was telling the sister on the phone, "Don't you have faith? Don't worry. Just give me that information. Don't you have faith? And as God will have it," what happened? Within 24 hours, they approved the visa. God is great. Asking in faith. Let's go to James 1:5-8. says, if any one of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not the man suppose that unstable in all his ways. When we have faith, we should not doubt. We should be focused. And I can assure you, God will do it. But the way God is going to do it, it may not be the way we think. It may not follow logic. It may not follow laid down principles. It may not follow our own way. As the Bible says, God's ways are not our ways. I could remember when we want to get our own place then. The way we were looking at it, how we do it like this, we do it. You know, I was using my own human sense, trying to package everything. But as God will have it, that application was rejected. And I was so depressed. Because my landlord then challenged us. He said, one day, Gabriel, how many years have you spent in Australia? I said, I've spent about 4 years. I told him, maybe about, say, by now, you should have your own house. I said, this is a challenge. That when I came here, in the 80s, within 3 to 4 years, I've had my own house. That by now, you should have your own house. It was a big challenge. I called on God. Although initially, the way I was trying to, let's program it like this. Let's do it like this. Let's do it like this. But it didn't work. Not knowing that God has something better. God has something better. And when God is in a thing, my wife is always telling me this, that when God is in a thing, you don't need to struggle. You don't need to struggle. And truly, truly, in fact, when you have reached your wit end, that is when God will now show his might. In fact, I think when we have gone to so many banks and all the rest, all of them were just declining. At the time, and I said, I'm not even going to apply again. I will leave it till June. Last year. But as God will have it, in the month of March, somebody who I contacted many years back just called my phone number that morning on a Monday, that come, this bank have changed their policy. Can I see you? Can I do this? Can I do this? Lo and behold, we filled the form on Monday. We filled the form on Monday evening. By Thursday, it was approved in principle. That the only thing is the bank will have to go and check the house and be sure that it's worth what we are. Lo and behold, the next Monday, everything was true. And this is something we have struggled. When God is in it, you don't have to struggle. Everything will just be in place. I will now conclude. And my conclusion is, as Christians, we have a lot of work to do. We have experienced God. We need to tell others. We need to let others know what we are enjoying. If you look at the passage, the publication I read, the woman was claiming that increased publicity and awareness is what is making atheism to increase. We need to increase our own evangelism too. We need to tell people about our faith. We need to tell people about what we are enjoying in Christ. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we give glory and honor unto you for the message on faith. God, I pray each and every one of us, we will experience you in a unique way in the name of Jesus. Our faith in you will be strong in the name of Jesus. Our Father and our God, I commit everyone here into your hands. Oh God, Heavenly Father, you will take charge of our life in the name of Jesus. You will do even more than we can imagine in Jesus' name. Prove yourself, manifest yourself in our life so that people will see the difference in us in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Heavenly Father, I commit each and everyone into your hand. You will grant us the desires of our heart. You will do even more than we can imagine. As we go forth to tell people about Christ, you will give us the inability, you will give us the wisdom, you will give us the knowledge. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed.